Here one of those fireproof toilets, outdoor toilets. I got rid of more than half of my flies. Then when he built one, that was the end of our flies. Of course, once in a while we see a fly, maybe once a week, something like that. But now I remember the time when everybody had horses and chickens and you had to have corrals and stables and animals around, you had flies with them. But dawn, the flies would thrive on that, you know. If we don't have any of that anymore, that's the reason we don't have any more flies. Well, we can go to Devon if we want to. Let's see what time it is.
It's 9:25.
That's right. I never go to bed before 10 o'clock. I don't go to bed any time, Dad, but if you want to go to bed, you help yourself. You want to drink water, that's cold water in an ice box.
Yeah, I'd love a glass.
I want to know what your name is.
Okay. I'll write it down for you.
I have to, because I never remember. Write it down on this, on that back of that book or something.
Okay. You got anything you need to do in the morning, I'll get up and help you with it.
If you want some bacon, no, you can't make any cooking.
No, you don't have to cook for
eggs. I tell you, I don't eat breakfast. For the last 2 months, I haven't eaten breakfast. But I eat two good meals a day, after dinner and night meal. And my stomach is percolates a lot better now.
Yeah.
I guess you'd get more rest. I'm not all that active like I used to be, and I don't need two or three meals a day. Is that it?
Gordon McKinnon.
You know, I just barely can't have to strain my eyes to see that.
Yeah.
And from Georgia, huh?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, before last Christmas, before this just passed, I got a letter from a Christmas card from an old buddy of mine I was in World War I with. That was in 1918. And I had a Christmas card from him. Never had heard of him.
You had heard from him since?
Well, that's what I'm about to tell you. Yeah, I heard from him since. But I was so glad to hear from him. You see, I believe if you'd look there, you'd see on that table, you'd see a news, what we call a newsletter. I joined the organization that was formed to perpetuate the memory of the 37th Division, Ohio Division. That's the division I was with in the Army.
Why were you with the Ohio Division?
Well, just through replacement was transferred to them. I was a radio operator, and they needed radio operators, and they assigned me to the 37th Division. And I got in those fellows, went through the wall with them. We put 7 to 7 days in on the front line. And when you go through an experience like that, you know, that's bind you together, you know. You have no idea what a feeling, what a brotherly feeling that puts into you, you know. When you went through a severe hardship with somebody, That's where I felt, and that's where all of us felt. We hated to leave one of them, we broke up. But I never forget the last time I looked at this fellow Morgan that I'm about to tell you about. I got a call from him Christmas before last, and I was sure going to write to him.